together again, you and I chatting it up. Busy Tuesday, wrapping up the month of September, September 30th, 2025. On Connecticut Today, we dove into some new poll numbers from the University of New Hampshire regarding Governor Ned Lamont's current job approval rating and his prospects for a possible re-election. Yankee Institute blogger Megan Portfolio dropped by to chat about what she's hearing regarding ongoing state employee union contract talks with the governor's office. So, around about a year from now, you and I, God willing, if we're still here, we will be in the throes, as they say. We'll be in the throes of the home stretch, likely, heading into August, of a gubernatorial election here in the state. A lot of people still don't know whether Governor Ned Lamont is going to run for re-election. The far lefties in his party, the far left-leaning Democrats, are no fans of Ned Lamont. Of course, they'd rather have him than any Republican, but they don't like his recalcitrance and not wanting to raise taxes on a lot of the people he knows, the uber-rich in Greenwich and in lower Fairfield County. Nothing wrong with that. Listen, if you're not paying as little tax as possible to protect most of your money, if not the grand portion of it from government, there's something wrong with you. So listen, there's a significant chunk of the Democratic Party that apparently is not uber happy with Ned Lamont, but I guess they still like him. Because we have a new survey out. No, this one is not from Morning Consult, which is usually really good to Governor Ned Lamont. No, this one is not from Quinnipiac University or anybody in state. In fact, this survey that we opened the show with today is from, of all places, the University of New Hampshire. Yes, another college with a polling unit. Why do all these colleges have polling units? Because we talk about them. Hosts like me say, hey, if we're going to talk about the survey, it's only right that we say who conducted it or who at least contracted it. Some of these schools actually do the call-outs and do the research, and other schools simply do the research and pay somebody else to do the call-outs. But this one is from the University of New Hampshire. More than half of state residents approve of Governor Ned Lamont's job performance. But, and here's the rub, here's le caveat, but voters are far less in favor as to whether or not he deserves to be reelected. Now, think of that. And again, it's an interesting double sword here. And I'm sure in life, maybe in our personal lives, maybe in our church or temple or synagogue groups or whatever, or in our business lives, you may like somebody as a person, but say, hey, what about a little change here? And is that what's happening right now? You tell me. The survey found it's more than 800 state residents, which is a pretty good survey here. More than 800 state residents. And I know you're going to say, well, that's not a lot. Yes, but when you're polling 3.5 million people, you can do it on 800 residents. The survey I'm looking at here of more than 800 state residents finding, now get this, and you tell me what this means. The survey of more than 800 state residents finding 54% of those residents are in favor of or approve of or lean toward approving of the governor handling his job. Just 36% disapprove. So all you people out there calling me up every day and saying, hey, Ned Lamont is the worst thing since, you know, wet dirt. You are in the decided minority here. Just 36% disapprove strongly or lean toward disapproval. Lamont's net approval rating was up 12% since May. So apparently a lot of people like the job he's doing now. For a Democrat, count me among that. He's not a left-wing loon, which in this state is a plus. It's always going to be a blue state, although maybe I shouldn't say that. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. However, one thing you can say about Ned Lamont is he's not a left-wing wacko. How do I know that? Well, a lot of the far lefties in his party don't like him. That's enough for me. However, even though he's got 54% approval, It doesn't mean the majority of people yet want him to run for re-election. Ah, here's where the plot thickens. So we start with this. Love to conduct our own poll here, unless you were polled by UNH. A new University of New Hampshire poll puts Governor Ned Lamont's approval at 54%, but just 43% say he should run again. What are your thoughts? That's our question of the day. Talk or text or online, facebook.com/voiceofCT. But love to hear from you. A, what do you think of his approval? And B, should he run again? You tell me. Talk or text 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. And on today's edition of the show, we are cranking up the PPI, the Pacelli Polling Institute. How about we do that, huh? How about that? No, I'm not connected to any college. I don't have a huge staff. You're talking to the staff of the PPI. Write it down, the Pacelli Polling Institute. You can dial us up, won't you? Give us a call at 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. Poll numbers about a year out of a gubernatorial election here in the state. What are your thoughts here? Listen, I have been, I'm not shying away by saying, and I've maintained this, and I think, you know, I've been, you know, at least somewhat to mostly consistent on this. If you have to have a Democrat running the state, you could do a lot worse than Ned Lamont. You could. You honestly could. How do I know that? Because a lot of his party hates him. That's why. He will not do a mansion tax. He will not do an expansion of capital gains tax. He won't do one of these dumb billionaire taxes that all the lefties want him to do. He gets it. He understands it. Now, is he socially liberal? Well, of course he is. But I got to tell you, those issues like gun control, like, you know, reproductive rights, abortion rights, to me, those are starting to fade, especially in blue states. It's about money. It's about taxes. It's about law enforcement. Now, I'm not thrilled with, you know, his recalcitrance to get a little tougher on crime, but he did send a signal out, a pretty decent signal a couple of weeks ago, saying, hey, he's maybe not in for an expansion of the Trust Act here if that dopey law is ever brought up in a special session. And now we don't know whether Ned Lamont is running again. We don't. And you may say, well, what's the big deal, Paul? Well, you know what the big deal is? If you put some lefty in there other than Ned Lamont, your taxes might go up. The guy has been pretty recalcitrant to raise taxes, much the way that people in his own party want him to do. Marty Looney, Matt Ritter, Bob Duff, Saud Anwar, Josh Elliott, all these people are always moaning and groaning for higher taxes, and kudos to the governor for not budging on that. So the folks up at the University of New Hampshire in Manchester, they did a survey of 800 Connecticut residents, and they asked two main questions. There's one other interesting question here. But 54% of people surveyed by UNH, not New Haven, New Hampshire, found that 54% approve of or lean toward Lamont's handling of his job approval rating. 36% disapprove. So roughly only about one-third of Connecticut residents are going on the record as disapproving the job Ned Lamont is doing. So a lot of you people, you know, the screaming and yelling about Ned Lamont, the numbers don't show it. You are. If you don't like Ned Lamont, I'm not saying whether this is good, bad, or otherwise. You are in the decided minority. You're about the one-third of people that don't like the governor or the job he's doing. Don't want to make it personal here, but you know what I mean. So 54% approve of or lean toward approval of the governor's handling of his job. Just 36% either strongly or lean toward disapproval. So his net approval rating has been up. It's going up 12% in May. It's up another 12% since May, I should say. Sorry. He wasn't at 12% in May. His net approval is up 12% compared to May. However, now here's the rub, which is interesting. Even though he's registering a 54% approval rating, just 43% of voters say he deserves another term. Ah, that's interesting. 40% who said the governor does not deserve another term, or said the governor does not deserve another term. 17% had no opinion. So you've got 43-40 in favor of not running for another term. They don't think he deserves another term. And what do you do with that 17% who had no opinion? That's interesting. Even if you carve that 17% in half, let's say it's 8.5% yes or no. You add that 8.5 to 43%, and that gives you, what, 51.5, 52%? Ah, so even though he's got a 54% job approval rating, is Ned Lamont vulnerable? Sure is. Again, 43% say he deserves another term. 40% say he doesn't. That's high. For a Democratic governor in a blue state, 40% is high. And 17% had no opinion. That margin closer in May, when 36% of voters said Lamont deserved re-election, to 37% who did not. So again, 1 year from now, we're going to really be down to the nitty-gritty here, where the rubber meets the road. Of course, Lamont says here in the Connecticut Post, we've known this for a while, he's yet to commit to seeking a third term. Now, he said he was going to announce it after the General Assembly session ended. He's not done that yet. Now, is he genuinely still thinking about it, or the longer you wait, do you try and just get possible opponents off balance? Overall, 42% of Connecticut residents have a favorable opinion of Lamont. 34% have an unfavorable opinion. 21% are neutral. So you've got his job approval rating. You've got whether or not he should run again. And you've got his personal approval. 42% of state residents have a favorable opinion of him, 34% are unfavorable, 21% are neutral. 8% of Republicans look at Lamont favorably. And 11% of Republicans approve of his job performance. So there is a conundrum in the numbers here. You tell me, 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. Now, let's say the governor for some reason says, "Now I've had enough. I've talked it over with the kids. I've talked it over with some legislative leaders. And I've talked it over with Annie." And supposing he comes out in the next couple of weeks and says, "You know, it's been fun, but see you later." Well, who do folks in Connecticut want to run? This one... This one we're going to put firmly in the "what did I tell you" category. Two syllables, one word. Lawsuit. Do you know who that might be? We'll talk about that coming up. What are your thoughts here? Our question of the day, opening up a Tuesday edition of the show. 203-333-9422. 333-WICC. New poll puts the governor's approval rating at 54%. But just 43% say, "Ned, run again." What are your thoughts on that? What do you think? Speaking of Governor Ned Lamont, apparently his office is now chatting it up with some union heads and union negotiators, because he has to, going into an election year next year, negotiate some union contracts, which is always interesting. And on the early part of that, following it for us, Megan Portfolio, she of the Yankee Institute, and the Hartford Portfolio, in her latest piece, Lamont signals no to CBEC. dun, dun, dun. The governor saying no to a union. Megan, good afternoon. What is going on here? The governor telling a union no? Really?
Well, the governor, the governor's not a stupid man. And he realizes that we can't just keep, you know, pumping all this money into the public sector.
Mm-hmm.
And let me give you some context.
I
just wrote about this yesterday.
Yeah.
So Truth in Accounting puts out these reports every year. It's the state of the states. And it basically just takes your state's assets, subtracts the bills, and divides it by the taxpayers. So you're either left with a surplus or you're not. You're left with debt.
Yeah.
Well, Connecticut, it's 15 years they've done this report, and Connecticut is always ranked either 49th or 50th.
Oh.
I think there were 3 years we were 48th, but
Excellent. We made it up to 48th.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
We made it up to 48th, but we dropped back down to 49. And so what this means is every taxpayer, if we had to write a check today to cover our debt, and this includes pension debt,
mm-hmm.
we would have to write a check for $44,500. And that's up from last year. It's up $200 from last year. So it's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. 44.
Wait a minute.
I want you to say that again. Every state resident would owe $44,000.
Every taxpayer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. So now knowing this, we have two things going on the state employee union side.
Okay.
They're looking for another 4 years of guaranteed raises.
All right.
On top of the 33% that they've received since Lamont's been in office.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the CBAC agreement. And the CBAC agreement is essentially their health care and their pension benefits.
Sure.
So so I received this email, because I subscribe to a lot of emails,
mm-hmm.
from the union that represents the faculty at our community colleges.
Okay, yeah.
And so part of their demands is they want to work less.
Okay.
Get paid more.
Okay.
And then they want to essentially dismantle every fiscal guardrail that we have in the state.
Of course.
So they want to eliminate all the fiscal guardrails.
Of course.
And what they want to do is with our surplus dollars, which right now,
yeah.
when we have surplus money, it has to go into the rainy day fund. And
mm-hmm.
when that's full, it goes to paying down our unfunded liabilities.
Mm-hmm.
That's like our bonds and then our pension and health
care. Which saves us money because we're not paying so much interest.
Yeah, I think we're down to maybe $40 billion that we owe. It's never going away. I think we saved like $3 billion.
Yeah, okay.
It's just never ending. So what they want to do is, so when instead of the surplus going towards, you know, paying down the debt, they actually want to have another off budget account. And I've talked about these on your show before.
Yeah.
Because we have a spending cap.
Mm-hmm.
The lawmakers found this loophole where they just create an off-budget account and
mm-hmm.
put the money in there, and so it doesn't count towards the spending cap. So what they want is to take the surplus money and have a special little union account that can be used for, like, contract negotiations.
Excellent.
But surpluses aren't, like, they're not indefinite. Sometimes we have them. There's been years where we haven't had
yeah.
them. So now we are paying more to the unions,
mm-hmm.
but let's say we have a bad year. Well, how are we going to cover it?
How do you cover that? Yeah.
They want to impose more taxes on the rich. I don't really know what they consider rich.
What's rich? Yeah, they never. That's the magic question. What's rich? Well, you know what rich is. No, I don't. Please tell me.
It's someone else's money.
Yeah. Okay,
but that's not the only guardrails that they
yeah.
want to raise. So in 2017, we actually created a new tier for pensions. It's the Tier 4 plan.
Okay.
And what that did is people were in the past, and we actually still have, and I'm writing on this, it'll probably be out in the next couple weeks.
Right.
There are people that are still out there collecting pensions that are still alive. They're getting these six-figure pensions, like $100,000 a year. So it's ridiculous. You can't sustain that. So they created this new plan. It's part defined benefit and a part defined contribution.
Yeah.
And there's a guardrail mixed into this. So what the state does is with the pension fund, they invest it
mm-hmm.
and they assume a rate of return.
Yeah.
And it used to be a very, very high rate of return, like 8%, and we would never meet it. So the taxpayers
yeah.
were always left picking up the slack for the money we lost. So you actually lowered it to a respectable 6.9%.
Okay.
And so there's a guardrail in there. So if the state doesn't meet the target of what they're going to say they're going to earn, it happened 1 year. there's an automatic 2% that the state employees have to kick in to cover it. So it's not all on the taxpayer that has to do it. Well, the union doesn't like that. So it's another guardrail. They want to go away. And in the email that I received from this union, they said that Lamont is already telling them, no, we can't sustain this. We can't sustain another 4 years of raises.
Wow.
And I'm not he's not sure, you know, they already have a platinum plan for their health insurance, but apparently they want more of that. I don't know what's better than platinum.
What's next? Kryptonite plan? I mean, what's the next level here?
I mean, they roughly, I think they're only paying about like, roughly like 2% of their healthcare. The rest of it's on us. And that's for life. And that's for their dependents also.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Megan Portfolio, by the way, the Guess Yankee Institute, the Hartford Portfolio blog here. You know what will really solve this whole thing, Megan? The Connecticut Sun. Invest in that. That's what we need.
Well, I don't know. Is Mabry staying on the team?
I don't know. But
investing our pension. I don't even know if they can legally do it. If you're managing the pension fund, you literally have one goal in life, and that's to make sure the fund is making money so that we can pay the promises that we made, you know, the retirees. We promise you these pensions, agree with it or not, they were promised and they're owed that pension. So it would not be very responsible to invest in a sports team.
And I also read, and this is something obviously you would know probably better than me, you know, Eric Russell, the state treasurer, or whomever Megan is the state treasurer in this state, we have one of the most powerful state treasurer positions in the country. And if the state treasurer were to say, I guess by statute, if Eric Russell were to say no, I'm not doing this, it doesn't happen. At least that's the way it's been explained
to me. That's how I understand it, that he's got, like, the supreme control over the pension. And he's been doing, like, fine. I mean, I don't know how much of it is Locke, how much of it is him, or just, you know, the way the chips are falling in the market.
Yeah.
But the fund has been performing very well. Kudos to him. But what happens, you know, I'm assuming he's not going to do that job for life, or someone else may win an election. What if they're not as savvy? You know, I mean, these are... Yeah. Elections. So it's not always the best person or the most qualified that gets elected.
So, look, Megan, here's the elephant in the room, and you and I both know this from covering this stuff for years. If the governor, you know, digs his heels in or whatever appendage he's going to dig in, if he does that, does it get to the point maybe, you know, off the record where some union bosses come up to him during the talks or to his budget people and say, hey, you know, we do have an election coming up. You know, Governor, you wouldn't want us to sit home now, would you? And I wonder how he might say, what he might say. Go ahead. Like, I don't care. I wonder how he would handle it.
You saw the polling that came out yesterday. Yeah. I mean, he's performing very well. He's very popular in the state, you know, for the majority of the residents.
Yeah.
He should stand his ground. I mean, he's very popular. If the unions show up or don't show up, he's still going to win. There's only 49,000 state employees. Yeah. I mean, there's the rest of us out here, too. Yeah. And I hope he, you know, remembers us, because there are more people that live in this state than state employees.
Yeah. Now, how's the Halloween?
Hopefully I didn't make everyone's head spin. I know it was a lot of information.
No. Listen. Yeah, no, I welcome you on, because you actually have to read all this and watch thousands of hours of CTN. When you're not decorating for Halloween, what's the update on that? How is that going?
Oh, so far my porch is looking great. I've already scared the neighborhood kid. I call him the little mayor. He's a little shyster. He's like 7 years old. He's trying to always make deals with me.
Yeah.
He tried to make a deal with me. He goes, can you please not put the scary dolls on your front lawn this year? I'm like, okay, well, what do I get out of this deal? And he says, no, that's just the deal.
Nice. Nice.
I call him the little mayor.
Nice. He can be a union boss. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Don't get all mad. All right, folks. Read her current column and all of them at the Hartford Portfolio. This one, Lamont signals no to CBAG. All right, Megan Portfolio, the guest. Megan, thanks. Have a happy weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Paul.
All right, there you go.